This is Earth and Sky. When we visited the Bronx Zoo in New York, we got this question.
Hi, I'm Lily Kreitz-Fletcher, and I'm from Putney, Vermont. And my question is the staff at the zoo interacting more these days than they used to with the animals to keep them more active than passive?
Lily, the answer is yes. There was a time when bored animals in concrete and iron cages bumped their heads repeatedly against the bars or paced endlessly. Nowadays, stimulating zoo animals, a part of zookeeping called animal enrichment, is considered as important as providing a balanced diet.
Today, in near-natural enclosures for the animals, zookeepers hide food in different places and add interesting objects for the animals to investigate and manipulate. Or they might add intriguing odors, play music, or hide bits of food deep inside cardboard boxes full of shredded newspaper.
Some zoos let visitors enrich the animals' lives. At the Bronx Zoo, visitors play a safe tug-of-war with tigers. At the Houston Zoo, children made cardboard prey animals and put juicy bones inside. Zookeepers placed these in the tiger enclosures. The tigers smelled the bones and shredded the cardboard critters to get at them, and a good time was had by all.
Lily, thanks for your question, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.